It is time for Kaleidoscope this morning, and today we get to talk with Linda Franzen from the Cottonwood County Historical Society. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How about you?
Good.
Good.
Has the fog kind of lifted?
Yes, it has.
Good.
Much better.
Boy, it was pretty foggy this morning.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising because it was chilly. That's why you don't think of fog when it's that chilly.
Right. But it's Halloween, so you got to get
right.
in that
spooky. Spirit. That's right.
A lot going on at the Historical Society.
Yes, it's a busy time for us these days.
Well, let's dig right in.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
Well, I suppose we should mention what's in our Remick Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the Artistic Journey by Julia Bonneville, and that exhibit does go through November 22nd, so if you haven't had a chance to stop by the museum and take a look, there's over 50 pieces of artwork in the gallery, from oil paintings to abstract acrylics to quilts to Norwegian rose mauling. So I think it's a wonderful show, so if you have a chance, stop in and take a look.
Well, and one thing about this one is there definitely is something for everybody.
That's
just
true.
Just with all the different mediums that she
uses. That's right.
So. And this weekend will be a good time for people to stop in and take a peek.
Exactly. We have our annual meeting on Sunday, and we have the usually a brief meeting prior to our speaker. And our speaker this year we're very excited about. He comes from Canton, South Dakota, and the title of his talk is A Chase to the Death, the James Younger Gang. So I think that his name is Russ Swanson, and he's going to give us the details of the events leading up to and following the attempted robbery of the First National Bank in Northfield way back in September 7th, 1876. So he spent 8 years researching this topic, and he has written a book, and so I think his talk should be very interesting.
I think you're going to learn something,
I
too.
I think so.
So, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
Yes,
and
there
this
is.
This is open to the public.
It's open to the public, yep. Members and prospective members, we say, are invited to attend.
Very good. And again, that starts at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, yes.
Okay.
And after the speaker, we always have refreshments, and there's also door prizes that day. So, come and then check out the Remick Gallery as well.
It is going to be a very good day
it
at
is.
The Historical
it
Society.
It is.
And that's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday, November 2nd.
And then we are in November.
We are.
So you shift gears a little bit.
We do. We shift gears to thinking about Christmas, and we have our Festival of Trees that will be coming up December 1st through the 23rd. But we always decorate the week of Thanksgiving, so the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. So,
and that is open to
anybody.
Businesses in the county.
Yeah, businesses, individuals, churches. Whoever wants to decorate a tree.
Okay. And how do you get signed up for that?
You give the museum a call, and we'll send out a letter that tells the details of the what you need for decorating the tree, and we'll make you a spot.
I can't believe we're talking Christmas
I can't
trees.
I can't either.
Boy, this year has just flown by.
It has.
But it's time.
It is. You are correct. And then I also want to just mention that our January show is always a photo show. And this year, our theme is a little bit different. The theme is, it's still Cottonwood County based, but it's from a bird's eye view.
Okay.
So you can be creative with this, or if you have a drone, or go up in a tall building in Cottonwood County. Can I climb a tree? That's right. Yeah, you can be creative with this one.
Now, how long do you have to get those photos submitted?
Basically, between now and, let's see, what do I say in the newsletter here? I think it's through January 15th.
Okay.
So plenty of time to think about this one.
Yep. Very good. So specific requirements for the photos?
8 by 10. Okay. And not framed, not matted. We have our own system of hanging the pictures. So just submit one or two images of the same image, and you only get to have one picture submitted.
So pick your best one.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's always a fun show.
It is. Yeah. It is.
All right. Linda, anything else we need to mention today?
Well, we also have our annual, or it's actually every other year we do a fundraiser, Chocolate and Bling. It's an evening event, and this year it's December 4th. And tickets go fast for this event, and they'll be available November 10th. And so if you're interested, give the museum a call. Get signed up.
And that's one that there's limited tickets
that
available.
Is. Yes, there is. And we don't advertise very much other than today on the radio, and that's about all we need to do.
Yeah, doesn't take long. Everybody loves chocolate.
That's right.
Yes, that's
right.
For sure. All right, Linda, anything else?
That should do it.
Okay. Don't forget the annual meeting is
this Sunday, November 2nd, 2 o'clock.
There we go. Linda Franzen, thank you for
thank
coming
you.
In. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.